There you go. Simply fulfillment. Hey, 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 y'all. Welcome to the podcast with Simply Gold. I am sitting here with my new BFF, Debbie, that is with Simply Fulfillment. And I'm also here with Kara.
Hello.
And Mel.
Hey, hey.
Debbie, say hi.
Hi.
All right, so we are super excited to be jumping on this podcast. I've been sitting with Debbie, and we actually met through Master Networks. Crazy. Right. I'm the president of one of the chapters. I love Master Networks. I just love networking, connecting with people. So how long have you been in Master Networks?
5 weeks.
5 weeks? That's it? I feel like we've ran into each other every single...
Because I've been to 27,000 meetings already.
When she goes all in, she goes all in. So give me a little history about your business, your company, what exactly you're doing. I did give her a little heads up. I was like, can you explain this in words that like people like me might understand? Can you dumb it down a little, Debbie?
I get that all the time. So yes, I can. So I'm going to do it the way someone told me recently I should do it. So if you have products, it can be anything like books, skincare, candles, supplements, health supplements.
Can it be beef jerky?
It can be beef jerky.
Okay, there
we go.
Especially
delicious tasting beef jerky, which I've heard you've tried.
So it's amazing. We'll have to share that later. Okay, go ahead.
So if you sell your products, anything like that, I don't love clothing, but I'll tell you why later. And you have an e-commerce website, either on Amazon or your own website, then I connect you to my shipping program. When you sell something on your website, it comes through my program. I already have your stuff, your books, your candles, your skincare, whatever.
So you keep keep the inventory.
Yes.
You hold on to it. People don't have to keep their house all junky.
No.
Ooh, and nice. Okay.
They don't have to put it in a warehouse. They don't have to put it. They have it shipped directly to me from whoever manufactures it.
Okay.
And then I see, oh, there's an order. And I print the label, put it in a box, put the label on it, and I either take it to the post office or I arrange for pickup. But anyway, it gets picked up within 24 hours of your order coming in.
Very nice. What does – oh, you have a warehouse.
Yeah.
I was going to ask what your dining room table looked like, but never mind. You have
the same questionnaire.
Well, so I'll tell you, in all truthfulness, I don't have a warehouse anymore because I scaled back for a while. Now I'm scaling up. But we started in my kitchen, on my dining room table. I pushed my table to the wall, put two leaves in it so it was huge, had a printer on each end, stuff stacked everywhere. And I had a couple of storage units that were climate controlled, so I would bring product to the house, ship. I was shipping about 4,000 packages a month out of my house.
Wow.
That's insane.
It's fun. I had my oldest grandson working for me. He's now off at college. He loved it. He's like, Nana, can I work for you every time I come home? I'm like, sure can.
Absolutely. So you started this. You built it way up, scaled way up. Then you scaled back.
Yeah, there was a reason that I won't share.
That's okay. Yeah. You don't have to share. But tell me, as I think entrepreneurs in general, there's always that like build up. And then you like, I hate to say fail. It's not failing.
No, it was a choice.
You chose. Yes, I do. I do kind of know the story.
Yeah.
But tell me, is it harder starting up without that like ignorance on fire? Like when you did it the first time, it's kind of ignorance on fire, right? Like you had never done it. Now this time you're like, I know what I'm doing.
It's a little of both.
Yeah.
Because when I started my own business, I had been fulfilling packages for a doctor that I worked for in his office. And we grew his supplement line. He created a lot of new products. And so I was doing his shipping and I was like, I really like this. It's easy. It's kind of a no-brainer. You do have to know how to run a business once you're the owner. But, so I already knew the mechanics of shipping, and I started researching, and when I decided to start my own company, I was leaving him anyway. He was closing down his office, so mm-hmm. I was leaving him anyway, so I started my own business. My first client was another doctor friend that I had, and he was going to start creating supplements. I think the first 6 months, we shipped like 30 packages a month.
Okay.
So I had to get a side job. because I had to still support myself.
But you still saw the vision of it.
I did, and I loved it, and it was growing. And every month it grew a little more. And then that particular doctor started doing podcasts.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
With very well-known, because he's an alternative. Like, he's not pharmaceutical.
Right, holistic. Yeah. More holistic health.
And he got on some really well-known, I'm not going to drop the names here, but you would probably have heard of them, in the health field. And it blew up, like, about 3 years ago. We went from, like, 500 orders a month to 1,000. And then 3 months later, 2,000. And it grew very fast. So I had to adjust. And I did. I raised 5 kids by myself. I can adjust.
Five kids.
I only have 2, and it's hard.
I only have 2, and then, like, God said, girl, let's take away your uterus. You should not have any more. So, like, I was done at 2, and that was not my choice. Well, so the fact that you have 5,
I wanted 10, but I didn't even get married till I was 24. So I had 5, and the doctor's
10.
My mom wanted to be cheaper by the dozen. Yeah. She stopped at 4. She couldn't have any more.
Well, that's what they told me after my second one, but I just said, I'm not listening to you. But after the 5th, they said, yeah, you're done.
Yeah.
So it was fun.
My mom had to stop for medical reasons, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they told me. I developed a heart condition on the second baby, and anyway. That's not about shipping, though.
That's okay.
We talk about whatever we want on this podcast.
Usually, I bring up STDs, so it's totally fine.
Or vaginas.
Former labor and delivery nurse. I got to throw something in there. But the things that stuck out with me are for you being an entrepreneur, and like a lot of people listen to this podcast that are brand new into business, or maybe they've made it and then they're starting over and stuff.
Yeah.
The two things that stuck out to me are you said you love it. It's fun. Like, I think that's so important to find something, follow your passion. You know, I was a teacher until I wasn't. I was a nurse until I wasn't. And I'm like, I will never, like, I'm going to find the next thing that fulfills me. So you said it was fun. And then you said, you know, you made it. And then you chose to scale back and to rebuild in a different way. And you learned to adjust. So what would you tell if a new entrepreneur was like, oh my gosh, this is so hard. Like, I want to give up. Like, what would be the advice you would give them?
Well, me saying it's fun and I am redoing some things does not negate the fact that I've cried myself to sleep a few times, and it's been hard. It's hard, but I know this is what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes people say, what is your why? And I never really gave it a lot of thought, but there's two reasons. Two of my kids, my middle child and my youngest, want to work with me. We have great relationships. I have a great relationship with all my kids. We're very close. We do a lot of fun things together. But he wants to work with me and help me grow at super huge, like lots of warehouses. I'm like, I don't want to do that by myself. That's a lot. So he lives in Phoenix. He's a realtor. He's going to move home when I get it to the size that it can support him, and then we'll just take off. My youngest is my daughter, and she really likes her job, but she doesn't want to do that forever, so she's going to come work with me. I'm going to get it big enough that it can support all three of us, and they can hire the people to put stuff in boxes, and I can just, you know, like, order the boxes and sit in my chair and take vacations.
You can just enjoy it all. Yeah.
And I know I can do it, and it's a big why. At the beginning of this year, I said I wanted to have grown it to 5 times the size it was at the end of last year, which would mean doing 25,000 packages a month. A month.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
We're halfway through the year. I haven't done that yet, but it can still happen.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So just if you're a new, just starting out or reinventing yourself, don't give up. If you really know that's what you want to do, just keep pushing. I make myself read inspirational things every day, and I just remind myself that nobody's going to do this for me, and I want to do it. So,
and I think having that why, I always tell people, like, having a why, it sounds kind of weird at first, but I love, like, Simon Sinek and all the why stuff. But it's just that emotional connection that drives you into action. So, like, if you don't wake up and you're not like, yeah, I'm ready to slay the day, I would question, you know, is your why really intact?
Yeah.
And so the fact that you know that so clear, you're like, I'm going to do whatever it takes to rebuild this, to do this.
Well, and even your why can sometimes get pushed away so far that you forget. And I had a little moment. You want me to share?
Yeah. I do.
So I have a really good friend who's an accountant. She kind of has to, she does my books, but there's not a lot to do right now. But we went to we went to lunch one day, and I had started questioning my pricing structure. I'm very different from all the people that do this out there. I have a base fee, which is very low, and a per package fee. I don't have 15 line item things on your invoice that I'm charging you for. Mm-hmm. When I first started, my little mantra was, I don't nickel and dime you. And I forgot that. And so I started questioning, well, maybe no. So she gave me an invoice of someone else that I know of what they pay. And they had paid as much in 1 month for shipping by this other big warehouse company,
mm-hmm.
the same amount that I had charged the company that I don't do anymore. The same amount was billed both companies, but I did 4 times the packages.
Mm.
Wow.
And when I saw that and I remembered my I don't nickel and dime you, my why just came rushing back, because I can give great customer service, which I do. I really care about it. But if I'm more expensive or I line item you to death, I can't keep you. And so I purposely chose to do a different pricing structure, but I forgot that. So sometimes you have to write things down and go back and read your notes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I write things down all the time. Little stickies. Do y'all put stickies like on your bathroom mirror?
I'm a post-it person. Absolutely.
Oh, post-it, sticky. Are those the same thing?
They're the same thing.
Post-its. Sometimes me think of the movie Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion.
I invented post-its.
I invented post-its.
No, you didn't.
I love that movie. So have you ever seen that?
No.
It's funny.
But I love Post-it Notes.
Yes. Oh, you have to watch it. It's got, I forgot her name, Phoebe from Friends.
Lisa Kudrow.
Oh, yeah. My dog's name is Phoebe. But yeah, I love that movie. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
Anyways.
No, I was just going to say, I take a dry erase marker to my mirrors.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
you know, yeah. and I do that, so.
I like to do that for my girls. I have 2 girls, and so, like, just putting, like, you're beautiful. On the mirror or something that they read, because it's amazing the power that your mind has over you.
Absolutely.
You know, they look in the mirror and they're like, oh, this outfit's ugly. I look ugly. And then they read, you're beautiful. And I'm like, no. You can't have both of those in your head, mm-hmm. you know? So I think writing down your why or, you know, even your goals, to see those goals every single day.
Yes.
And my kids call me the printer queen, because I'll put it on a paper and print it so
hers
I can
all organized.
Put it here. Well, I have one on my wall that's straight up above my desk, and I see it every day, and it's simple. It just says, live every day intentionally. And if I'm sitting there or I'm on my phone and I see that, I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. that's not intentional.
Let me put my phone down.
Yeah. Get more involved. And I have a lot of things that I can do that push my business forward, even if I don't have what I want right now.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And I think being intentional is so important, especially if you're networking and stuff. I always say, instead of intentional, I always say make it count.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm going to be away from the people I love most, my husband and my kiddos, like, I better make it count, because I'm a party girl. Like, I love dancing. Besides drinking, I don't drink. but I love being around people. But sometimes I get so caught up in the fun of it that I'm like, mm-hmm. what am I really here for? Yeah. And if I need to make a connection with someone, like, make it count. Make that connection.
Sometimes it's okay just to be having fun for the sake of fun.
It is. Depends on what your intention is for that, you know, setting that goal and stuff. But yeah, I think being intentional, making it count is so important, especially if you're trying to reach those big goals.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta wake up every day and be like, all right, I'm ready for it.
Well, and sometimes you don't get the support you need from the people that are the closest to you. And if you're not getting it, you got to give it to yourself. Because you've got to. You just have to. That's been my entire life. You have to just keep pushing through and make it work.
I feel like we just had that conversation a little bit ago.
Yes,
there's
we
so
did.
Much from, like, childhood stuff that can happen that can mm-hmm. just change. You know, mindset is so important. And I love it. That's, like, my language, like, listening to different podcasts or,
mm-hmm.
like, just the mindset and all of that stuff. Yeah. So, no, I love that.
Yeah.
I absolutely love that. So, tell me, with Master Networks, you live in Irving? Where do you live?
She lives in Irving. That's okay. I love to drive. In fact, I kind of thought in a past life I was probably a truck driver. but not the kind that had to like latch and unlatch and unload, just the one that drove.
Oh my gosh, I do not, especially in the rain. It was raining today. I do not like to drive in the rain. I'm actually terrified of it. So yeah, I'll usually stay home if it's raining.
So how far is Irving?
It's not
from here.
Far.
It's only about 25 minutes.
Oh, well, that's not far.
It
Erin.
Seems far. Well, because for me, it seems far.
Well, because you live like out that way, and she lives out that way.
Yeah,
and
she's close to Bonham.
Oh yeah,
but not in Bonham.
But not in Bonham. Don't get it confused. And
do
I'm
not
in
get it confused.
See, so we are all like so far.
I've gone out there like I think twice to go to the Rockwall meeting, and I can't find a place to park. So, and it was because I have a grandson that plays travel baseball all summer. He graduated from high school. He's going to go off to college. But
wait, how many grandkids do you have?
13.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
And she loves baseball.
And I have two kids that haven't given me any grandkids yet. One probably never will, but one
pressure.
Will. Oh, no, I'm not. They know. They know how I feel. No, so wherever he's playing this summer, I try to go watch his game. So if there's a network meeting before, I go to that, but I haven't been able to get into that one. Mm-hmm. I think it's pretty big. But there's no
It is big, but there's that whole shopping center that you can park at.
Well, probably I just haven't looked hard enough.
But it's also on Tuesdays, so instead of going to that Chapter, you should just come to mine.
I'll just come to yours.
Yeah, it's at Whiskey Kick on Tuesdays at 9:30.
Little plug. And Tony's on Tuesdays at 10.
Listen, Mel. No, we love Master Networks. So how did you get into Master Networks?
So I was trying to think of ways to find customers. So I figured out that you can Google hashtags on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now you can Google them on Google.
Right.
But I didn't know that. So this was like in March, maybe first part of May, April, because I joined in May. So I'm on Facebook and I'm Googling things like hashtag entrepreneurs, hashtag business owners. And I find, can I say his name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I find Dan Brady.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we know Dan.
Yeah.
We know Dan.
And I can't remember why, but I private messaged him and said it had something to do with he had mentioned networking. Mm-hmm. And I had already decided I need to find a networking group. I had done that years ago when I first started the business, but it was mostly like Chamber of Commerce groups, and I couldn't really get to know people that way. So,
right.
I messaged him, and he was just Johnny on the spot, wrote me back right back, said, here, come to this. You can follow me around a few times, get a feel for it. So I did. And he was very sweet, very helpful, mentoring and telling me what to expect. And then I think I went to probably 6 or 7 different chapter meetings and went to that conference that was on a full day.
The real conference.
Oh, the real conference.
She got to hear me speak.
I did.
I was terrified.
But I don't like public speaking.
Like I was terrified. I would have rather... Can I say this on here? Yeah, I can. I would have had, if you would have said speak at this conference or eat dog shit, I probably would have taken a big bite of the dog shit.
Gross.
Like I was like, I can't do this. But it was one of those things like comfort zone, growth, step out there, do it.
Yeah.
And I did it. And then my slides, anyways.
Okay, it was
continue.
So good.
Thank
it was
you.
Still really
I appreciate it. So the first time I met her, she was like, you swim there. I want to be like you when I grow up. And I was like, that was the sweetest thing ever. See, I remember you said that. And I was like, oh, I didn't mess up too bad.
No, you didn't. It was good. I love meetings like that. And I've been to a lot of them. I was involved in a women's group for like 15 years that I was a team lead in Texas. And I had to set up all these meetings and stuff. So
you'll be able to speak at the next one?
No.
No, thank you.
Wow. She didn't even breathe.
No.
Well, I have
no hesitation.
A lot.
You get a bowl of dog shit.
I don't love it.
Don't do that either.
Me either.
Unsanitary.
No. But yeah, it was good. So I signed up like at the end of May. And now I find they're creating an Irving
chapter
mm-hmm. but we're kind of struggling to get enough people, so
that's okay. Sometimes it takes a hot minute to to build a chapter.
Yeah.
But I've seen her in McKinney on Mondays. I've seen her at Shark Club on Wednesdays. She is gonna come to wherever I am on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then you can come to where I am the next Tuesday.
I mean, on the Tuesday after that, you can come to Highland Village for our awesome chapter.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're still building the awesome chapter now. So.
And the Highland Village is up just north of Flower Mound, isn't it?
Yes.
So I went to the Flower Mound. That's where I actually joined.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Flower Mound.
Okay.
But then I because I constantly go to the hub, pull up all the meetings, mm-hmm. find what day of the week I don't have a meeting scheduled, and then put that on my calendar.
Yeah. So there is another one in Flower Mound. It's Flower Mound and
Lantana.
Ours is specifically Highland Village at Awesome Times.
Is that closer to
well,
you?
Well, Lantana. No.
It's a little.
No.
It's just, it's like 3 miles further.
Well, the Lantana Flower Mound one is combined. But yes. I don't care where they are. I've been to Prosper and
yeah.
Like, I don't care.
She came to Rockwall.
I know.
Well, I told you I was in sales for 15 years.
Oh, yeah.
I sold granite countertops.
Okay.
Hold
on. Say what you said earlier because I thought it was so funny and I don't even know that she got it. Do you remember?
I was rocking it.
She said I was rocking it. And I was like, you get it? Granite, rock? And she was like, No.
I did.
I got
Come on
it.
Now,
That's funny.
I thought it was hilarious, and she didn't even mean to say it.
I didn't mean to say it, but I love puns and plays on words. But my area was Shreveport to Abilene, up into Oklahoma, down to Austin. So I drove like 1,500 miles a week.
And she was
that's a lot.
Badass female.
Yeah. Rocking it
with the granite sails. Yes. Like one of
it
the
was
best.
Fun.
Which
I
love.
Awesome.
Yeah. Do you think that led into like you being so great at what you do now? Like, do you attribute any of that sales experience at all?
Possibly. I've always had an entrepreneurial spirit. Like when I was still having babies and I was married, I had a catering business because I when I was like 22, somebody said, I'm getting married. Will you make my cake? Because I love to bake. So I made a wedding cake. I said, yes. I told you this earlier. I never say, I don't know how to do something. I just say,
figure it out.
Sure. And then I go figure it out.
And that was before YouTube.
I was just about to say, I YouTube everything. But
I just TikTok
it. That was before.
No, it was way before. And I built that into a business for like 45 years. I did wedding cakes.
That's awesome. Birthday cakes.
So, no, I just don't know how to say no, obviously.
There's
kids.
Past trauma with that.
We're going to get you a book that says, Girl, Stop Apologizing.
I have that book. I've yet to read it, but I have the same problem. I'm a people pleaser. I'm an Enneagram too. I'm the helper. So,
wow. You know, that's due to past, right? There's a whole nother podcast and mindset that we can dive on into that, but I used to be that same person.
That we might not want to make public.
No, yeah. That one would probably require all of y'all to have drinks. I'll still just sip on my coffee.
I don't drink. I'll sip on
water. Me either. No. We can have cake. You can bake us cake because you don't say no. So will you bake us cake?
I will.
Ooh. I love to bake too, but I don't know how to do the decorating part.
Well, I stopped because I have arthritis, but I can show you.
Yeah?
So you know what the best thing about cake decorating that happened? Because I've had arthritis in my hands for years. When they went to those rustic look where it's kind of...
you can see the cake still.
Yes,
oh,
that's
yeah.
so easy. I can do those and stick a few flowers on it.
So back when I was married, I made... a faux cake before with like styrofoam and stuff like that.
Okay.
They actually turned out pretty good.
Yeah.
But they're so expensive to make. And so I was told that I should, you know, try and make them and sell them and stuff like that. I mean, I thought they turned out good.
The faux ones are expensive?
To make. Yes. The product that I had to buy, I made one that had like the fake succulents and stuff on them.
Oh,
succulents.
Yeah.
Those fake ones are like $4 a piece. Mm-hmm. Right. And so like, I think I spent $85 on materials alone, not including the day and a half it took me to make it.
Yeah, and not including the calories I would consume making it. Like, there's no way I could bake.
When you're doing it like that for people all the time, you stop licking your fingers, you stop taking a bite. I stopped. It's like, ugh, too much.
I guess that's okay. I can see that. I worked it on the border for a short bit. And when I would work, it's like you smell it so much. Yeah. I was like, no, I'm not eating
Except
this.
I did work in a donut shop when I was in college.
Love donuts.
Oh, I just love donuts.
What's your favorite?
My very favorite is the custard filled with chocolate on top.
I don't like anything filled like that.
Well, that's the only filled one I like.
Really?
It's like Bavarian cream.
Mm. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
See, I like the maple bars with the cream inside.
That's my daughter. Oh. She loves those.
See,
Erin, stop making that face.
growing up, I always had the blueberry with the glaze.
Blueberry cake donut.
And then
hands down.
And then if they didn't have those, I would always get the raspberry filled glazed donut.
Wow, there's no filling for me, but that blueberry cake donut, I can just have a regular glazed donut. Like, yeah, it reminds donut holes. Me. Glazed donuts remind me of church, though. I feel like going to, like, when we would go to church, there was always donuts Sunday morning.
Yeah, oh, yeah. So I grew excited. Up Catholic.
They always had a variety, and though.
No, ours was either ours was just chocolate glazed. Or glazed.
Ours was just glazed. I love chocolate. We always had the variety.
Oh, way back in the day when I was in high school a million years ago, I would be the one that was tasked with going to Southern Made Donuts, which they don't even have anymore, yes. But they were the best. And buying like 12 dozen, and we would sell them on Friday morning for student council.
Mm-hmm. Wait, they don't make Southern Made anymore?
I've never seen them anywhere.
I think they do.
Well, don't tell me where they are.
I'm going to find you one. Southern Made is what I grew up with.
They were delicious, the best. Nobody makes them like that.
So speaking of eating where your job is, so I worked at See's Candies when I was younger. Oh, and my gosh. You could eat all of the chocolate you wanted while you were on the clock. You could consume as much chocolate as you wanted. So there was shelves and shelves of just these boxes. So you'd go back for your break and you'd just dip your hand in all these little boxes. And then the novelty kind of wears off. So you have one instead of the first month, I think I ate like 10 pounds of chocolate.
That would be hard for
me. Okay, she just said See's Candies. I've never even heard of this until like a year ago. One of my friends was like, try this sucker. And I was like, what? And then, oh my gosh, they're so good. So I have a box in my purse, which is so weird, right? That's you just so said funny. It. So if you hear all this crumbling, it's
because
just me.
Who walks around
I'm
with a box?
I'm so sad they don't have the peanut butter anymore, though. They went to nut free.
Butterscotch is my, that's my favorite. No, take it. No, this is one of my favorites.
Are you sure? It's so sad that they
closed the one in Irving.
See's? Nice. This one's from
I take the vanilla?
The options? Chocolate.
Okay, you have chocolate, vanilla, cafe latte. If you don't like coffee, you won't like it. That's one of my favorites.
That's what you want, Mel?
Here, take that one because this one's
I don't know. Do I want butterscotch or
butterscotch
vanilla?
Is their signature, so I would go with butterscotch.
Okay. I do like butterscotch.
And then
they're all
chocolates.
Amazing.
Okay. But you know what's amazing? Is this sucker lasts forever. So like during COVID when you had to only have your mask off on an airplane when you were eating, I would just put one of these in my mouth, and then you just leave the stick in, and nobody knew if it was gone.
You know, so it depended on which flight
attendant
you had.
Except for I just told everybody.
Because, I mean, of course you did.
Masks on airplanes is no longer a thing, so I think it's fine.
Oh, sure, yeah, it's fine. I mean, this is masks anywhere.
I just would put my
see people still.
Still. Yeah. Driving in their cars.
What cracks me up, yes, the driving in the car by yourself, and then it makes me want to say inappropriate things to them.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, I mean, so I do, but here? With my window up.
You worked at See's Candies?
I worked at See's Candies.
So I went in there at what's the mall right here?
Stonebriar.
Okay, so I went in there.
Yeah, they have one.
And I saw it and I was like, oh my gosh, that's the candy place. My friend told me about the suckers. Went in, the guy was so precious. He was like, you know, you can have two free samples. And I was like, what? And so, like full size samples.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I should go every day.
Oh, well, they don't cut them in half. Yeah.
No, but they gave me two.
Yeah, girl. Yeah. If you wanted to sample another one, they'll give you another one.
Well, like, I may have. I wasn't going to say that, Mel.
They don't tell you no.
And the root beer suckers are absolutely the lollipops. Yes. So they have a mint one, and then they have a root beer one. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so my question, Debbie, do you know how to make these?
I have made suckers before.
So she's going
to
make
us. You just have to have little molds. I don't have them anymore.
Oh, I have all the molds. I used to do chocolate suckers, but I don't do that anymore because my older kids are not in school anymore. So I've always wanted to learn how to make the teachers happy.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to learn how to make soap. I have like you know how they do like the little wax melts?
You can't
melts?
Eat that.
No, you can't.
I'm like, that's no fun.
We're talking about the molds, guys. We're talking about the molds.
Yeah. I'm allergic to a lot of soaps.
Really?
So have to be. Yeah, it's weird. I have some weird things.
Are they just?
I'm allergic to glue, adhesives, some dyes, and soaps. I just use Cetaphil for everything.
And you were a labor and delivery nurse.
Yeah.
Who had to wash your hands every 5 minutes?
Yeah. I did, and I wondered if that contributed some of the adhesive allergies that I have. Like I'm not allergic to latex though. But there could be just wearing gloves all the time, washing my hands all the time. I don't know. Whatever. I'm a weirdo. But that's okay. God made me who I am. I'm fine.
And we love you anyway.
I'll eat a cafe latte sea sucker. All right, y'all. So we've been on here a while. Debbie, tell us, if someone wants to contact you, what's the best way to contact you?
If they're interested in talking about my services.
Not to ask you to make a cake. Yes.
Well, I might think about that.
So shipping and cakes. Maybe she'll ship and cake.
They can go to my website, simplyfulfillment.us. Mm. I think the .com is going to come available in September, and I'm buying that. But .us, which I kind of love. U.S.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Simplyfulfillment.us. There's a form you can fill out on there that will ask questions like how many SKUs you have. I don't want someone that has 5,000 SKUs.
Okay.
Just stick with Amazon. But like 20, 25 SKUs. I have a brand new customer that's starting with me on August 1st, and he's made a ozonated burn cream, which I'm so excited about. Yeah. It's supposed to be August 1st if he gets all his stuff together. But
so that's their best way, best site to go to. Mm-hmm.
Simplyfulfillment.us. It has a contact us, not the contact us, but it's a form that's on the homepage that'll tell me that you're a customer that wants to talk to me about fulfillment.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for being on here. Thanks for chatting with us today. Mel's going to press something because she's like stepping in as the operator in. Oh, there it is. There's our
Alex
music.
Alex taught her well.
I know. Debbie, 30 thanks seconds. Again for being here today. I hope you had fun.
Yes, it was great.
And we'll talk to y'all guys later. Yes. Bye.